Barry buckled his seatbelt and checked the car's mirrors before turning the key in the ignition. Hopefully, if his test went well this afternoon, he'd be able to do this without his mother in the passenger seat. And without Nick in the back, which would be a welcome relief.
You're going to do great on your test, honey,
Dania smiled, watching him go through the routine.
You've been such a fast learner with your permit. You're a really great driver now.
He gave her a tired but genuine smile.
Thanks, Mom.
He put the car in reverse and turned to look out the back windshield, backing the car out of the driveway, and then started off in the direction she'd pointed the GPS.
Makes me excited to start magic lessons with you,
she beamed.
I bet you'll be such a good student.
Barry glowered at the road and fussed with the air conditioning. Maybe if he didn't reply, she'd stop talking about it.
It's good you have a summer birthday,
she went on anyway.
Because it'd be harder to take time out for lessons if you were back in school.
Barry noticed he was accelerating the car in agitation and purposefully slowed down. Stuff like that wouldn't fly with a test proctor in the passenger seat.
This way we can have a lesson almost every day, and you can learn to use your powers really quickly,
she enthused. Barry exhaled frustratedly, glancing at Nick in the rearview mirror. His brother was obviously paying close attention while pretending to be casual about it.
Mom, I don't even want to be a fairy,
Barry said tightly.
I certainly don't want to spend every day of the rest of my summer break learning to be a fairy.
He could tell she was hurt by his ongoing attitude about it.
Think of it in lieu of a summer job, Baz,
she tried.
I'd rather have a summer job,
he said.
I'd get paid for that, and I'm fairly certain I wouldn't have to do it in heels.
Nick snorted from the back seat, and Barry regretted handing him ammo for mocking him.
I know the uniform's uncomfortable for you, sweetheart,
Dania said, trying to be understanding.
But you'll get used to it.
Used to wearing a tutu and heels was something he definitely didn't want to become.
Then won't it be cool learning magic?
She smiled hopefully at him.
Sky's the limit.
He didn't answer, under the pretense of focusing on where the GPS was saying to turn.
I'll teach you the ins and outs of wish-granting and time limits and summoning etiquette and...
She listed off her lesson plan with excitement. Feeling like he was gonna pop, Barry pushed the radio button in the middle of her speaking, and a current rock song played over the car speakers. He looked at the traffic across the median, ignoring her gaze that was obviously on him.
Subtle, Baz,
Nick commented sarcastically from the back. Dania sighed at her older son.
You can blow me off for now,
she said, and he glanced at her determined blue eyes.
But Monday is your first fairy godmother lesson, and that's final.
True to his birthday wish, the DMV wasn't crowded, and the driving test went well, as Dania had predicted. Barry came to full and complete stops, overchecked his mirrors, and even did okay on parallel parking. His driver's license picture was awkward-looking, but better than the one on his permit from a year before, so at least it was an improvement. As they went back out to the car, Barry looked thoughtfully down at the card with his photo and full name, which he'd longed for since he'd been a preteen. He should have been elated, but he just... wasn't.
Bass, look at me.
Dania caught his attention. He looked up in surprise in time for her to snap a photo of him on her phone.
Gotta get a pic of our new racer,
she beamed. She checked the image.
Oh, it's a cute one. Honey, you're looking so grown up.
Despite himself, he leaned in to look. He almost wondered if they were looking at the same picture. The teenager in the photo looked stunned, and not just because his mother was catching him candidly. He looked like someone who had been shown a vision of the awful fate of the universe and wasn't happy about it. They got back into the car, and Barry sat thoughtfully for a moment as Dania talked to Nick about the logistics of his soccer practice. He flipped his license over in his hand, pulling out his wallet to stick it inside. He'd anticipated the personalized piece of plastic he now held as the symbol of so many things, of freedom to go anywhere he wanted and do anything he wanted, of control over his own destiny, and maybe, most of all, as a rite of passage into manhood. But becoming a fairy, it seemed, negated each of those things, to the point that he had no idea what lay in store, and felt like a driver's license barely dented his hopelessness. Magic had taken all control and destiny from him, stripped him of freedom, and made part of him irreversibly female on a whim.
So much for rites of passage,